There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Pod Diva.
Diva magazine turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're covering those 30 years in 30 days here on Pod Diva. I'm Rachel Shelley. You may know me as Helena Peabody on TV's The L Word. Today, we're rolling back the years to 1997, when the biggest selling single was perhaps one of the saddest songs ever recorded, Candle in the Wind by LGBTQIA legend Elton John. Rewritten and then re-released with the subtitle Goodbye England's Rose, it was Elton John's very personal tribute to Princess Diana, who died when a car was chased by paparazzi through a tunnel in Paris in the summer of 1997. During her short life, Diana had blazed a trail for HIV/AIDS patients and was beloved of the community. Great Scott, I knew it wouldn't be long before things got heavy. The biggest film of 1997 in the UK was Tomorrow Never Dies, and whilst those at MI6 headquarters were all worked up about Bond, James Bond, staff at Diva HQ were similarly still hot under the collar about last year's Bound film with Gershon, Gina Gershon. So much so that she kicked the ass off Diva's first cover of 1997 with that pout, that tat, and a cool white vest. All Queer Eyes stayed on the US when American actor and comedian Ellen DeGeneres took what was then an enormous risk. She came out as gay on the Oprah Winfrey Show in April 1997. Around the same time, her sitcom character, also called Ellen, also came out to Oprah, except this time Oprah was playing the role of Ellen's therapist. This particular episode of the sitcom, which was also called Ellen, was titled The Puppy Episode, and its cast list reads like a who's who of lesbtastic Hollywood, albeit most of them uncredited. There's Katie Lang, her then-girlfriend Leisha Haley, who would go on to be the L Word's most lovable, Gina Gershon, Melissa Etheridge, then there's Stephen Eckholt, who later played Tina's male love interest on The L Word, and Demi Moore. Ellen became the first out lesbian actress to be playing an out lesbian character on TV and was featured on the cover of Time magazine under the banner, Yup, I'm Gay. Less glamorous, but perhaps equally as important, was the coming out of the UK's Labour MP for Wallasey, Angela Eagle. Maybe there weren't as many bells and whistles, not as much makeup or flickety-flick hairdressing involved, but the importance of a female MP voluntarily coming out to the world made a big, bold statement. Meanwhile, Diva magazine had a case of the bad girl blues with the brooding delphines on its spring cover, whilst the summer season brought an ecstatic Cheryl Dunier of Watermelon Woman fame who was busy conquering Hollywood. Sophie Ward blazed a fiery trail over the magazine come the autumn. At this stage in her phenomenal career, she'd been a Vogue model, come out as gay a year earlier, and was wowing audiences in a plethora of TV shows. But we'd have to wait another 23 years for her critically acclaimed novel, Love and Other Thought Experiments, to hit our hearts. What a role model. 1997 was also the year that Diva magazine got a new editor. Frances Williams left after 3 years and was replaced with Gillian Rogerson, who, it could be said, opened up the conversation to a much wider readership. Other top tales from the Diva archives include freedom fighter Amy LeMay declaring, "I'm not fluffy," long before she became the London Night Tsar, black divas who celebrate lesbian love in the jazz age, and the alternative conceptions or motherhood issue, released just in time for Christmas, with the Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci's painting of two women, a baby and a lamb, on the festive cover. Entitled The Virgin and Child with Saint Anne, it's Diva, people, but not as we know it. Out in the wider world, 1997 saw Australia decriminalise homosexuality in Tasmania, the last of its territories to do so, whilst Venezuela, Kyrgyzstan, Paraguay and Ecuador also made homosexuality legal nationwide. And in the UK, gay partners were given equal immigration rights. New LGBTQIA significant baby humans arriving in 1997, which signifies the beginning of Generation Z, by the way, include a teeny tiny Kylie Jenner, who definitely kissed a girl last year, but is keeping hush about whether she likes it or not, as is her right. And that's 1997 through the eyes of Diva magazine and its readers. Tomorrow we're turning back the tide to 1998 when we go under the covers with the new monthly Diva and the Olivia Award-winning cabaret artist Ursula Martinez. To hear more, visit Pod Diva on Acast, Apple, Spotify or any of your favourite podcast providers.
Pod Diva.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.